Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, February 10th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At part two today at 4:30, we're going to talk to Jake and Gwen from Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, get to know them a little bit. Right now, though, we have on our studio line Shannon Starr. She is the eldest granddaughter of Bart and Sherry Starr. We're here today to talk about the Cooking with the Stars cookbook and where the proceeds are going to be going to and some of the recipes and some of those things. We're really looking forward to diving into with Shannon today. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate the time. And I have to admit, I do feel like I am talking a little bit to royalty talking to you from a Wisconsin radio station here. I just have to note that right away, Shannon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I'm thrilled to be a part of this and to share what we're doing with you guys. And Wisconsin has a very, very dear spot in my heart.
And if you don't mind, before we dive into the cookbook and this amazing organization that you guys run, can we get to know you a little bit, Shannon? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, right now, I am a busy mother of three, sometimes five kids. We live in Hoover, Alabama, which is a suburb of Birmingham, and I live pretty close to where my grandparents used to live. And We just have a lot going on. We love to travel and love to cook and love to watch football. Yesterday was really exciting in our household. So just the typical things.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for letting us know where you're at. It's always fun for our listeners to know where these calls are coming from and all those things. It was pretty noteworthy. It was kind of cool that we knew we were going to have this conversation. And yesterday at the end of the game, they show Bart and they show, you know, those Packer teams, that last teams to kind of win a back to three-peat and everything. So it was kind of neat to have that there.
It was so nice. It was so nice to see him up on the screen yesterday. I couldn't stop smiling. And wow, what a game.
Yeah, pretty interesting one. And you know, I should get this in there right away as well, Shannon, because I all respect and journalistic integrity. I am from Chicago. I am a Chicago fan. That should be noted. But I will say, growing up, my father, his favorite person was Vince Lombardi, because we are Italian. And my father just was going to root for that guy no matter what and everything, and loved those early Packer teams. So I feel like I got a little bit of both on this. And one of the things that stood out right away was the story of Bart Starr and knowing so much about him that my father told me about when I was a kid. But I didn't know much about Sherry Starr. And one of the best parts of this interview for me was being able to do some homework and learn more about Sherry Starr and this amazing human being. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Well, you know, we really, really love and miss my grandmother so much. And she was, I would say, the glue of our family. We always went to her house for Thanksgiving, for Christmas. We took fun trips together. I would go play tennis over there at their house when I was younger and before I went to college. A lot of good moments. And I also went out to eat with them at least once a week, you know, when I was living in the Birmingham area. So she was insistent on doing things together as a family, and she took a lot of pride in that. She loved to host people for football games, of course, every Sunday. Just such a warm maternal lady. I feel like she was everybody's mother and grandmother.
She sounds like it. She sounds like, and it sounds like an amazing person. And while, you know, like many people like myself didn't get to meet her or get to know her, I think so much of that comes across through this organization. You may not got to have a cup of coffee with these people, but when they put their name on something like this and they believe in something so deeply like pediatric cancer research and care, you know that, I don't know, for me, you know, these are good people. You know, these are people that are trying to do some good. And they did this with the Starr Children's Fund. Can we talk a little bit about that and where that, how that got started and where that came from?
Well, absolutely. So I think it started, their interest in raising funds for cancer treatment started with the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation, of course, mm-hmm. and they were honorary chair people for many, many years. But later on, this is, I think, you know, 2015, 2016, they started talking about another initiative to help fill in the gap for pediatric cancer research, because it is the most underfunded and understudied type of cancer out there. So I think that was really admirable of my grandparents to, you know, take a step back and say, okay, well, we've done so much for so many other charities and we've raised so much money, but how else can we give back? You know, what else needs to be done? So kudos to my grandmother Cherry. She was really thinking outside the box then.
Yeah. Yeah, really. You know, this is a topic, there is no more, I think, 6 degrees of separation when it comes to cancer. Everybody at this point in the game has been affected by cancer in 2 to 3 degrees, if not closer than that. And it's a topic that I think a lot of us have done our homework on. I in particular, it's affected my family. So I'm very up to date on a lot of the research and a lot of the funding, different things that are going on. All that being said, it wasn't until doing the homework for this interview that I saw the stat that of the billions of dollars spent annually on cancer research and treatment, only 4% benefits childhood cancer. That is alarming to me, but it was also, I was comforted by right away realizing, oh, the Starr family saw this and they're doing something about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that, my grandmother, she loved being a mother. She loved being a grandmother, and she saw that many children in the state of Alabama, they didn't have a lot of options for the research and they didn't have the funding for it. So let's try to help the most in need right now. Let's try to put our money towards this so we can research and get some more insight as to, you know, why this cancer is developing in certain children. Why are they being affected right now? Where can we put the money towards for this foundation that's going to greatly impact these children?
I don't think that there's anything that says when you sign up and you become famous that you have to do something with your celebrity and you have to do something with your name. But I admire it so much when the above and beyond athletes will go to, or the above and beyond celebrities will go to, you know, use that celebrity to, you know, hopefully do some good. And this is a perfect example of it. This may be the best example of it when it comes to the work that this organization is doing. To date, the Stars have helped raise over $16 million to help fight cancer. Just a incredible number right there. And while we lost right. Bart and Sherry in recent years, and they are missed greatly, the current and previous Star Children's Fund initiatives are noteworthy, Shannon. Do you mind if we touch on some of these a little bit?
Absolutely.
The Bart and Sherry Starr Hematology and Oncology Fellowship Fund at the Children's of Alabama enables advancements in research, education, and clinic care, helping to improve outcomes for children facing these challenging conditions and providing hope to families in need. That right there is a noteworthy one.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So to date, the Starr Children's Fund has awarded over $535,000 in grants to organizations tackling childhood cancer. So that's also very noteworthy.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing well and we're bringing the money in for this. And I'm very proud of what we've accomplished so far.
I wanted to note also Helmets for Heroes. Helmets for Heroes unites all 32 NFL quarterbacks under one cause, helping the children and families impacted by pediatric cancer. All 32 quarterbacks plus some mystery helmets signed by NFL legends are auctioned off. There is the Catering for a Cure, high school fundraisers. There's so many different things that this organization does. I just wanted to note those before we dove into the cookbook and got really into that right there. And certainly radiothons and grants for research. The Starr Children's Fund also awards grants to support pediatric cancer research. And that's where we're kind of going to go with this next.
Well, you know what? I think that we have a lot going on. And I'm going to say one thing about the Helmets for Heroes. I know Bart and Cherry were really, really excited about that every single year. That was one of the things they look most forward to. And the Bart and Cherry Starr Hematology Oncology Fellowship is still going strong, and we're trying to raise funds for that. And so the proceeds from this cookbook are going to go towards that fellowship fund, which is something that I'm here to continue talking about. And I hope people will really consider purchasing a cookbook if they haven't already.
Yeah, we're speaking with Shannon Starr, eldest granddaughter of Bart and Sherry Starr. And it's noteworthy, you know, Bart Starr was pretty much the first, you know, famous starting quarterback. And the bar gets set right there, not only, you know, professionally and sports-wise and what he was able to do on the field and the winning, but how you handle yourself off the field. And he really set the bar to where we see so many quarterbacks nowadays trying to do some good with their name and their cause. And it remains noteworthy all these decades later, the bar that he set. And the one of the things that's fun about this, I think, is the different ways that you know, athletes will find to impact their communities or to raise funds. And cookbooks are one of the best ways you can do this. That being said, there's a lot of good ones out there. The greatest named cookbook I've ever seen is Cooking with the Stars. I've never seen a better name for a cookbook. This is, and the recipes in here are amazing. Let's dive into the cookbook itself, where people can get it, and some of your favorite parts of the cookbook, Shannon.
Okay, lots and lots of good questions. So the Cooking with the Stars recipe collection is available online at starchildrensfund.org. And they were selling it at Rawhide in New London. So I don't know if the cookbooks are still available there. I need to probably fact check that, but that was another place. And then they did have them in Lambeau Field in the Packers Pro Shop. So That was another option for people. Although football season's over, I'm sure there might be a few left in there. So
encourage you to check that out.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So a lot of great recipes in here, and I am actually going to make a chicken chili today from the cookbook. My husband and I decided it was going to be a good day for a chili recipe. It's Karen Utek's recipe. So that's on my agenda for a little bit later today.
Mm-hmm. Man, I wish I was in Alabama right now. I would crash that dinner right now.
It is a damp, cool day in February, so it's perfect chili weather, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of other great recipes in here. Which other ones did you have questions about?
So, you know, before we get into too much of that and some of the people that donated recipes and everything, putting this together, were you a part of any of that, reaching out to people and saying, hey, do you have a recipe for the cookbook, or how that worked exactly?
Well, we actually, Capture Sports Marketing really helped us make the connections, and I owe them a lot of debt and gratitude, because they had some amazing people that they were able to reach out to on behalf of the Starr family, and I'm so thrilled that everybody said yes, and they just went ahead and submitted something. That's great news.
That is really cool. And thank you. Our audience loves to know how the sausage is made, you know, and stuff. So it's kind of interesting to hear how this came together. There's a lot of noteworthy people that dedicated that, you know, put recipes in. But I don't want to skate past Shannon. Shannon, you contributed some to this as well. Can we get a little bit of the backstory of that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I submitted a favorite salad recipe of mine that I've been making for many years. And I've really tried to live a healthy lifestyle, make sure I get my greens in. So I have a salad recipe. I have a bison meat sauce recipe that I've included for pasta lovers, and a peanut butter cookie recipe. Most people I know love a good peanut butter cookie, and this one's a big hit. So
all
I hope
great
people
choices.
Can try it.
Yeah, that one I'm definitely trying. But the salad sounded interesting to me as well. That sounds, those are great. It's got to be fun to, I got to think too, to take go through this cookbook and see your recipes in there. That's got to be pretty fun.
It is. I never thought this would happen for me, and I could never dream that I would have recipes in my own little cookbook one day. It's not really mine. It's a group effort, but it's exciting nonetheless.
Well, and it's a family affair too, because your grandmother, Sherry, has some recipes in there as well. Can you tell us a little of that?
Yes, some of our family favorites. She had a wonderful sweet potato souffle that we would have usually around Thanksgiving or Christmas, and it is the best kind of Southern cooking you can hope for. We also have her lemon icebox pie. That was a really good dessert. She would always make that for my father's birthday in October. And let's see, what else did she submit? Let's see. Oh, her famous dips. And she would always serve her dips, usually for the NFL football days. So on Sundays, we would have a cucumber dip, or we would have her pimento cheese dip. And people just went crazy about that.
You know, I got to say, I spent some time in Texas a while back, and I discovered the love of brisket. And her brisket one looks pretty good, too. That sounds like a good one to try as well.
Yes, if you're a carnivore, please try it.
Have you, you touched on this a little bit already, but have you made any of the recipes from other NFL families? Have you tried any of them?
Yes, the loaded baked potato soup, Gabrielle Dillon, or baked potato soup. That was a big hit. My husband loves baked potato soup. Delicious.
That sounded pretty good. The southern fried catfish. I've never tried catfish. I would like to try it that way. That sounded really good.
And I have seen that recipe. I have not tried Pamela Davis's recipe yet, but it looks delicious. And catfish is a very mild fish, so it should be a crowd pleaser for just about everybody.
And I don't know if there is a bigger name or a bigger family name in Green Bay lore than Stars, but the Watts are pretty close. And you got Derek Watt and his wife Gabriella to give a recipe as well.
Yes, they did. They did submit a recipe, and then we have the LaFleur family also, Matt LaFleur's wife. I'm so thankful and appreciative that all of these people in Green Bay decided that they could submit something also. It's just, it's wonderful to have them join in.
You know, this is it's a bit of a love affair on a number of levels. Certainly a love of football, love of Green Bay Packer football and the history of it. It's also a love of children and caring about them and caring about this cause that comes to a love of food that brings people together. That's one of the things that really stands out to me. It's certainly, first and foremost, raising the funds that you guys are for the cause that you are. But in this day and age, things that bring us together more, and this cookbook really does that. You have these great recipes that we've mentioned from people that have ties to the Green Bay Packers, of course. But there's other NFL teams. We mentioned the Davises representing the New Orleans Saints. There are other teams that are represented on here as well, which I think is kind of cool. And it reminds us again how food brings us all together.
Well, it really does. And I think if you spent any time in my grandparents' home, you would have been welcomed in. They would have offered you something to eat. And I'm sure all the other families are like us in that way. You know, come in, have something to eat. Let's watch football together. Let's have some laughs. So it's the unifying cause that brings us all together, right?
Yeah. Well said. Shannon, do you have any memories or anything that you wanted to share with us real quick regarding your grandparents or the food in general or anything?
Well, I have a lot of good memories, and it's a little bittersweet around the holidays and this time of year right now, not having my grandparents because I spent so much time with them just growing up since I was 6 years old. And they moved to the Birmingham area. I was always at their house. And so now I'm like, okay, well, how can I keep their memory alive? How can I keep things going for my own family? And this is a really nice way to be able to do that, is passing down the recipes from one generation to the next and reminding them of what we used to do together when we were all together. So that's something I'm focusing on right now. And I remember being 6 years old and my grandparents building their house, and I just thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to get lost in here. This is humongous. and now I wish I could have them here, and I wish we could be eating and trying these recipes together, but we're going to keep moving forward, and we're going to be positive and just keep raising funds in their name. And I hope they're proud of the work that we're doing.
I would bet my last dollar that they are. I recently lost my last grandparent. And I know my family and I have been hurting over that and feeling it too. This is it's very encouraging and very invigorating, your story, your family's story, and sharing that. I appreciate that. And it incentivizes so many of us to do some good and honor the people that came before us, like you and your family are doing. Can we tell people again real quick before we let you go how they can find the cookbook and where they can get it?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for mentioning that again. You can get the cookbook at starchildrensfund.org. You could also look into the Packers Pro Shop or at Rawhide in New London.
And keep in mind, everybody, you can learn more about the Star Foundation and what the good work that they're doing. Go to starchildrensfund.org, starchildrensfund.org, to find out more information. Bookmark that page and keep up to date on the great work that they are doing over there. Shannon, this was too great of an interview. You are going to have to come back sometime.
Thank you so much for having me, and hopefully there will be another cookbook and we'll be able to do this again down the road.
Look forward to it. Until then, you guys have yourselves a great week. Thank you again for the time. Take care, Shannon.
Take care. Thank you so much, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.